the Schaefer and Chart. Well, unless you want some of the old ones out the storeroom.
No, no, Anthony, that's okay. I'm sure that Bernice is going to find something in here because after 2.5 hours, she must be just exhausted. What about this, Bernice, for your sofa?
You don't like the color of my sofa.
Bernice, I thought that's why you came by.
No, this is the first I've heard about it.
Miss Clifton, don't you remember? I came and got you and brought you here because you wanted to get your sofa reupholstered.
Right. What about it?
Nothing, just a reminder.
You know, sometimes I have this little arterial flow problem above the neck. That's what Susanna and Julie's mother, Perky, always used to call it. I wish Perky would come home from Japan. I've been so lonesome without her.
Well, Bernice, we didn't know you'd been lonesome. We've just been so busy at the store. But you know what? We're going to do better by you. I'm going to call Claudia and see if she'll stay with Quentin. We're going to take you out to dinner tonight. We'll get some Thai food. You just love Thai food, don't you, Bernice?
As long as I don't have to wear a native costume. Oh, by the way, where are Julia and Suzanne and Charlene?
Well, Julia and Charlene are attending that big religious conference here in Atlanta, you know, where all the different denominations get together.
Oh, isn't that nice? They're such good girls.
Yes, they are, aren't they? And Suzanne's car's in the shop. She'll be in later.
I just can't get over it, you know? I mean, he's been my minister for over 9 years. Think you know somebody, then they go and do something like that.
Well, how was the conference today?
It was a disaster. They voted on this referendum about whether or not they should allow women to be ministers, and my own minister, Reverend Nunn, voted against it.
You're kidding. Isn't that the guy that you're so crazy about?
Yeah, I am. I'm just so upset now, though. I mean, you know, it was just a straw vote, you know, to see how the different churches feel. But Reverend Nunn, he got up and actually led the fight. I just could not believe my ears. Hi, Bernice.
Hi, Charlene.
Hey, I thought that the Southern Baptists voted against admitting women as ministers a long time ago.
Well, they did, but a lot of Baptists were opposed to it, and Reverend Nunn didn't attend that convention, so I just assumed. Well, it just never came up.
Well, Julia, how'd your minister vote?
What?
I said, how did you...
Julia wasn't at that meeting. You know, she was at choir practice. Oh, but I checked your guy out. He voted for women ministers.
Well, good. You have to put a little something extra in the collection plate this Sunday. Julia, are you all right? You're looking a little pale.
Oh, she's still in shock. Tell him your big news.
What?
Tell him your big news.
Oh, I was picked to sing How Great Thou Art at the closing ceremony Saturday.
Oh, isn't that incredible? I'm so proud of her with the entire Atlanta Philharmonic and the best singers from over 30 churches.
Oh, Julia, aren't you excited?
I'll never be able to hit all those high notes.
Julia, what are you talking about? You have the most beautiful voice in the world, and everybody knows it. That's why they picked you.
Thank you, but it doesn't matter. I cannot sing alone. See, I want it to be perfect. I clutch. My throat closes up. It'll be like that recital Mother had for me at the library that time. I sounded like Pee Wee Herman.
I can't believe that.
What? That that's true?
No, that you know who Pee Wee Herman is.
Oh, gee, that was years ago. It's not going to happen again.
Yeah, and Esther Kutzinger's wedding. I was so bad, even the child organist cussed me out afterwards.
So you've had a few bad show business breaks. That doesn't mean you don't have a great voice. And come on, Julia, the Atlanta Philharmonic. I mean, what an honor. How can you turn that down?
Easy. I'll say I'm sick. I am sick just thinking about it.
Now, when will this be, dear? I want to be sure and attend.
It's Saturday, Bernice. It's the closing ceremony for the Interfaith Community Council. You know, I better leave and be on the news.
Now I know I'm going to be sick.
Well, if she's going to be sick on the news, why don't I just stay home and watch it?
Yeah, Julia, I can't believe you're acting this way. I've never known you to be intimidated by anything.
Well, I appreciate y'all trying to help out, but I just don't know if I can pull it off. See, this arrangement of How Great Thou Art is really high. And even if I get all the way through it, I just know I can't hit that last note. That note feels like the highest note in hymndom.
Julia, we know you can, so you just go upstairs and you start practicing.
Okay.
Oh, Julia, don't forget dinner at my apartment tonight.
Oh, no. We were going to ask you to go out to dinner.
Oh, you can come too. I've invited Reverend Nunn for supper. Julie and I are going to work on him, on that thing about women not being allowed to be ministers. You know, we could use some more help. I'll call Suzanne. I'll invite her too.
Well, I'd love to come. Thank you. I accept. Listen, if this Reverend Nunn is your minister, I'll be nice to him. But confidentially, I think it's just silly to think that women can't be singers. I mean, doesn't this guy have a radio?
Renee's still drying the dishes.
We're almost finished.
Great. Now she's going to come out here and say things that don't make sense. Can't you find something else for her to do?
Charlie, she's a guest in your house. What do you want me to do? Have her wax the floor?
Well, maybe she'll fall asleep.
Why not? She slept all through dinner.
Excuse me, Reverend, but this scripture you keep using, the one about the deacon has to be the husband of one wife.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't understand how that rules out women being ministers.
Well, what I think it means, in lay terms, is that as soon as you can find a woman who's a man, she'll be eligible.
Excuse me, but I don't think I caught your name at dinner.
I'm Reverend Jim Nunn.
How do you do? Bernice Clifton. Now, you're the one who thinks women shouldn't be singers.
No, Bernice. No, Reverend Nunn thinks women shouldn't be ministers.
Oh, I see. And that's why you were saying the deacon has to be the husband of one wife.
Yes.
I know that passage. My father was a preacher. If I'm not mistaken, it also says the deacon should manage his family well. So I guess that means he has to have children. Do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Lucky for you. There seem to be an awful lot of priests around who don't. I guess they don't know they're in violation of the scriptures.
Well, I don't think that verse is referring to priests. Anyway, I can give you more biblical references if you'd like.
Shoot.
Well, 1 Corinthians, let your women keep silent in the churches, for they are not permitted to speak, but they are to be submissive, as the law also says.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free man. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
And if they want to learn something, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is shameful for women to speak in church.
And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
Do you feel all right, Bernice?
Yes, I do. I feel like all my circuits are cooking. How do I sound?
You sound wonderful.
Well, it just seems to me that people are always interpreting the Bible in a way that will support their own personal prejudices.
Oh, you mean like certain feminists who would have us believe that God is a woman?
Well, I don't know many feminists who say that. I believe that God is a spirit.
Well, I certainly don't believe God's a woman.
Why not?
Because if he were, then men be the ones walking around wearing high heels, taking my doll and having their upper lip waxed.
I just don't buy this thing about women remaining silent in church.
But Mrs. Sugarbaker, then you don't buy the Bible.
You have to look at the historical context of these teachings. In this passage you're talking about, Paul was simply referring to a few big-mouthed women who had converted over from their pagan religion and were causing a lot of trouble in the church.
Now that's an interesting interpretation.
I learned it at my daddy's knee. Anyway, you're always quoting the King James Version of the Bible, and everybody knows he, like most of the men of his time, was just a big male chauvinist.
No, I hadn't heard that.
Oh, sure. And by the way, I certainly hope that isn't intended to be a look of bemused condescension.
Well, no, ma'am, I didn't intend that.
I didn't think so. I am cooking, aren't I?
Go on, Bernice, what you were saying about King James being a chauvinist.
Well, you know, like in Romans, where it says this Phoebe was a deacon, King James translates the Greek word for deacon as servant. That gives you a pretty good idea of what he thought about women. And where it says, she has administered well, King James says, she has succored many.
I guess the thing that gets me the most, Reverend Nunn, is how many ministers, but especially Baptist ministers, can be against women being preachers when all our missionary models are women? What about Annie Armstrong and Lottie Moon? For crying out loud, Lottie Moon starved to death in China, but she's not good enough to be ordained.
Well, Charlie, no one is trying to discredit their contribution.
I'll tell you something even more peculiar. If you're so against women, how come your name is Reverend Nunn? Do you have something about that?
Suzanne, why don't you just go outside and warm up the car?
Well, I must say I've enjoyed this little forum. You ladies certainly keep a fellow on his toes. And as for you, Mrs. Clifton, we'd love to have you at our church sometime.
Genesis chapter 1. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
Bernice, it's over. Reverend Nunn is leaving.
Oh, well then, I'll leave you with these parting words. Just remember, after Christ was crucified on the cross and all his men had gone home, it was women who stayed until the bitter end. And it was women who first heralded the news of his resurrection. So just put that in your pulpit and smoke it.
And next time I'll bring the cavalry. Well, Charlie, thank you for a delightful evening. Let's keep the lines of communication open, okay?
You're not going to change your mind, are you?
No, I'm sorry. But you must never let this undermine your faith in God.
It's not my faith in God I'm worried about. It's my faith in you.
I wish Julia'd stop practicing. I think it's just making her more nervous.
Well, I don't understand why she gets so nervous. I never get nervous. When I was backstage at the beauty pageants, I'd just sit there in front of that lighted mirror and I'd look around at the other contestants and I'd say to myself, Suzanne, compared to you, these girls are dogs. You don't have a thing to worry about. It's in the bag. And then when we go out on stage to be individually introduced, I just call each one a dog under my breath. I keep that up for the whole evening because it gave me confidence, you know. And then if sometimes somebody else actually won, well, I just call her a dog right to her face.
You actually call a woman a dog right to her face?
Well, maybe not actually right to her face, but I said it to her outside the car window as she was driving off.
Well, I think we better be going. We still got to pick up Bernice, you know, and I want to get a good seat. Charlene, are you ready?
You guys go on. I'll meet you there. I have an errand to run.
An errand tonight?
Yeah, it's just something I can't put off any longer. I'll see you in a little bit.
All right. You sure?
Never been more sure. Reverend Nunn?
Oh, Charlene, come in. I was just about to leave for the service.
Oh, I know. I'll just take a minute of your time.
Actually, I'm glad you dropped by. I've been concerned about you since the other evening.
You have?
Yes. You know, Charlene, ministering to anyone is a big responsibility, but ministering to you is an especially big responsibility.
Oh, why's that?
Because you're one of those rare members who actually listens to every word I say and takes it to heart. At least you did. And that's why I'm very careful to be sure of my own convictions before I speak to you. See, I want to be worthy of your trust. And I hope that you won't let our difference of opinion on this one issue...
Excuse me, Reverend. But, see, to me, it's more than just one issue. It's a whole way of thinking about half the world's population. Now, I understand and I appreciate your convictions, because mine are just as strong.
I know that, and I respect them.
Well, that would be fine if we were just friends, but we're not. You're my minister. I look to you for guidance. For the past 9 years, I've come to you with whatever problems, grief, or worries I've had in my life, and I really appreciate the way you've looked after me. But just don't think I can do that anymore.
Charlene, you don't mean that.
I can hardly believe it myself, but I do. I've been up all night, and I just can't figure out how I can belong to a church that doesn't think I am fit to preach God's word.
I'm sorry. You want to be a minister?
Well, never told anyone this before, but as a matter of fact, I did. When I was about 6 or 7, I got my first Bible, had my name in Boston gold across the front. My parents gave it to me the night I was baptized. I'll never forget, it came with this beautiful cardboard bookmark that had Jesus with a pink halo painted on it. I don't know, there's something about the way the light shone in that picture. I couldn't take my eyes off it. I thought, boy, that's for me. I was gonna travel the world preaching and teaching and maybe even become a saint.
What happened?
I don't know. I guess I figured I couldn't make sense. Anyway, my point is, I had that dream because no one told me I couldn't. But what about all those other little girls out there, hundreds of them, just waiting to become ministers and spend their lives preaching God's word, except for the fact that you and a bunch of other people got together and decided that God doesn't want that? Now, that just doesn't make any sense, Reverend Nunn. I mean, for what possible reason would God not want that?
That's not for us to say, Charlene. I don't think we should question his wisdom.
I'm not. I'm questioning yours. Anyway, I just wanted to thank you for everything you've done for me. I'll never forget you.
Charlene, I wish you'd give this some more thought. Let me put you in touch with another minister. Maybe he can counsel you.
No, thanks anyway. I'll be talking to someone, all right, but I think I'll keep this one just between me and God. Don't look so surprised. After all, we have his number, too.
What are you doing here?
Well, I left my purse. Aren't you supposed to be at the church?
I'm not going.
What?
I'm not going. I can't.
Why?
I just can't do it. That's all. I know you're disappointed in me. I'm disappointed in myself.
Why don't you think you can do it? Are you still afraid you can't hit that high note?
Yes, among other things.
What other things?
Oh, I don't know. Laryngitis. Forgetting the words. Getting my choir robe tucked to my pantyhose. You name it, I've thought of it.
I just resigned from my church.
Oh, Charlene, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Is there anything I can do?
Yes. As a matter of fact, there is. My minister, Reverend Nunn, is going to be at the closing ceremony. Now, for some reason, I need to be proud of women tonight. I want to hear you hit that high note.
No, Charlene, no, I can't.
Yes, you can. Julia, I know you can. Now, what I just did took more courage than I ever thought I had, and it would be impossible for me to have more courage than you.
And what makes you so sure?
Well, because you're my hero.
Heroine.
Even better.
Charlene, that's a nice idea, but just because you have faith in me doesn't mean I'd be able to do it.
Well, who's saying anything about having faith in you? I'm just asking you to have the guts to step up to that microphone and open your mouth. I think I can get him to supply the notes.
Exactly how sure are you?
Just a feeling. Oh, please, Julia, do it for me. Do it for all of us girls.
You mean you and Mary Jo and Suzanne?
No. I mean all us girls everywhere.
Stop.